Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light?
It's a stirring tribute to those who have made the ultimate sacrifice.
And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air.
This week, the Broncos helped host the 2018 DEA Malt Challenge inside the Pat Bowlen Fieldhouse. The event is held annually to honor those servicemen and women who have been killed in combat and pays tribute to their families.
It means a lot to our family. It's been almost 7 years. And so to have his name brought up again and to know that people are still remembering him as well as our family, I can't even tell you how much it means.
Started 12 years ago, there was a mutual desire of four DEA agents that wanted to honor fallen soldiers. And Michael Maltz was the first honoree, and that's where it got its name. And like I say, this is the 12th year, and this year we have 44 honorees.
Since 2012, the Broncos have proudly hosted a course that takes participants through the Broncos campus and puts them through a workout worthy of the servicemen and women it represents.
And the challenge represents a little bit of a small percentage of the sacrifice that our military men and women who have paid the ultimate sacrifice have gone through, and the families that we honor, they really appreciate us keeping their memories alive.
I can't even imagine the physical challenge that these people are doing today. If it pushes them to their limit, then that means so much to our family, just because they're doing it to represent all of the fallen soldiers.
The aches and pains from the workout will fade, but the memories of those honored will never be forgotten.
The public to remember him and to keep saying his name, and also recognition of the type of man that he was, a family man, a great husband, son, brother in arms.
At the Pat Bowlen Fieldhouse, I'm Matt Boyer for Broncos TV.